Well, I don't know about you, but I really love receiving presents. And thank you, you shouldn't have. This is honestly amazing. And I am so excited. When I get presents, sometimes I kind of crawl in my shell. But I really want to see what is in here. I know that the favorite of the family gets the biggest present, which is generally me. So I'm just going to check what's really going on in here. Jeez. Guys, you want to see? A glass window. Oh my gosh. 45 by 45 centimeters. Designer style with a bit of an Indian tint. I mean, this, guys, can we just have 10 seconds of silence? No, I meant silence. Okay, so let me ask you this question. Who here thinks I'm crazy? Really? Yeah, okay, you can raise your glow stick. Well, I want to tell you that the way that you think about me tonight is the way that I thought about many of you. Really, the way you thought about me tonight, I know we've all received random Christmas gifts during Christmas time from our grannies and you know, but you think I'm crazy. Well, that's the way that I thought about you. I mean, you strange people come in here and you sing funny songs about a baby, about a manger, about angels. This baby born 2,000 years ago, 20,000 miles away, and now you've even turned this thing into like waving these glow sticks. So who's really crazy in this room? But let me give you some context on this gift. It was a hot summer's day. I was in my Indian cricket shirt with Sachin Tendulkar on the back. I was 10 years old, and it was the Back Garden Cricket World Cup final. I was on 98 runs. It had been a long day out in the middle, and my brother had been bowling for most of the day. His formidable left arm seam in his South African Alan Donald shirt, his shoulders seemed to be straining, and when I smell blood, I attack. Did I forget to mention that he was only 6 years old at the time? But he came in and he dropped one short. And I rocked back onto my back foot. I was seeing the ball like a watermelon. And I hooked it right out of the screws. And as I raised my bat, waiting for the crowds to cheer, all we heard was a big shatter. And my six-year-old brother with his limping left arm went... Now, what you don't understand in this story is that it hit the bottom left corner of my mom's favorite lounge. And you don't understand, my mom is a monster. I mean, she is merciless. When she starts shouting, decibels go to a new height and she could crack all the windows. And I forget to mention, she hates sport and she loves her home. And so here it was. This, I think, at 10 years old, imported Venetian glass. I had broken it, and I'd earned for myself six of the best. I knew it was coming. I mean, that's what I earned. And probably separation from my mother through Christmas, because that was around the corner. So I came up with a plan. I worked hard. What I did was the hardest I've ever worked in my life. I made tea for my mother every single morning. Hell, in fact, I was going to grow tea. My room was clean. I had impeccable behavior. I made sure that I wore six times pair of jocks every day, just in case. And I covered up this window with cling film, thinking, who would really notice anyway? I mean, it is just my mom's favorite place in the world. And all I knew was Christmas was going to be different this year because of that song you guys sing. He knows when you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. But let me tell you, this gift is the gift that paid the debt. You see, this window here is the gift that paid the debt. It seems strange at first, but it was the thing on Christmas that I needed most. You see, she saw how I had messed up. She didn't give me what I deserved. And she knew I was relating to her differently. She knew I was relating to her out of fear, out of insecurity, out of performance. She knew there was something different, and I knew, in our relationship. And at great cost to herself, my mom saw that need. And this is what I get on Christmas. Here it is. And guess what, guys? I did nothing. I did nothing. I was surprised by such a great gift. So I'm sure you can understand my elation. And my mom wrote on this card. It was great. She wrote this on the card. She said, "My boy, for the wages of your sin is death." And I really thought that. "But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now, I wish the story had played out that way. It didn't really. I did get six of the best, but that's how it should have played out. So, boys and girls, I think you're going to have a different Christmas this year if your parents get this verse. But I grew up thinking two things about God. I thought, firstly, that God didn't exist. And secondly, if he did exist, you had to be like this moral good guy. You had to make cups of tea for this angry God somewhere out there. And if I did pray, I would pray probably six steps before I ripped my best leggy, you know, down the pitch, because that's when I really needed this guy who was out there. When I was at Pretoria Boys High School, I left the school completely chapeled out. I thought people like you were crazy. I hated carols by candlelight and actually dreamt secretly of how one of these candles could burn the whole event down. But usually it rained and the grass was too wet. And by the way, it really disturbed me because Silent Night always made my mom cry. And that really upset me. So I went to university and I dropkicked this moral life into touch and I really, really went for it. And then I began to realize what this verse really meant, written by the Apostle Paul, who hated Christianity and hated Christians. And I began to learn the wages of my sin, this life apart from God's involvement, this life apart from God's instruction, had earned me a payment, a remuneration, a handsome sum for every minute and hour and week and month and years of rebellion. It had earned me this thing called death. You see, there was relational decay in my friendships. In my sports teams, I was the life of the party. Some of you guys would know that. And yet I was nobody that anybody could trust. You know, no one really trusted me. There was physical decay. I mean, alcohol started affecting my academic performance. And you'll hear that by my missed words tonight. And also my sports performance. It started affecting me emotionally. The wages of my sin led to death. There was emotional rot in my soul. I began to sense a loneliness, a lostness, an emptiness. I was uncomfortable, fearful, and I had really earned it. Well battered rind, straight from heaven. This boy wants to play some cricket. Someone opened this present and explained it to me. Explained what was inside. This random gift called Jesus. For 20 years, I walked past this gift. Every Christmas, every Easter, every carol service. It really meant nothing to me, and you guys seemed really strange. And I thought that good people get the presents. At least that's what Santa teaches us. But someone taught me it was a free gift. It was a free gift of God. No strings attached. God saw the brokenness of my life. He sees our broken window. God sees the decay and the rot. God sees us on the performance treadmill, trying to bring cups of tea after cups of tea after cups of tea. He knows that there was a distance between me and him. And he sees this need, and he gives us this free gift. And inside this box was eternal life. No guilt, no shame, no strings attached. Here it is, my boy. I see what you've done. I see what the wages of your sin has earned you. A life of brokenness. And God wants to give all of us eternal life. And he gave me a life with healed relationships, with a new freshness in relating to Him, with a new sense of hope and assurance and freedom. And this guy, Pete, he explained what was inside this box. I asked him, but how, Pete? How can it be free? How do I move from this life of death that I'm just done with? And how do I receive this life that's truly life from the God of heaven who loves me? And he said, it's in the word in. In Christ Jesus our Lord. In the Lord Jesus who is born this coming Christmas. In Him, through Him, in relationship to Him. Because of what He has done. Because He lived a life, Ryan, you could never live. And because He died a death, He was born to die the death that you deserve to die. In Him, He can fix the broken window of your life. And Pete made it so clear. He's like, Jesus is that clean window. He is, at great cost to our Father in heaven, the free gift. And because that window has been repaired, I mean, if you think, if all of us have fallen short in some way of the moral law, and if the ball hits it in one corner, it'll shatter the whole window. And God says that when we break just one little thing in His law, we are separated from Him. And I really sense that in my life. And now in Christ, things could be different. He saw my need, and He met me. And this is the gift that at first glance looked so strange to me. It made no sense, that now has changed everything. It's changed my relationships. It's changed my decisions. It's changed even Christmas carol services that would never be the same again. And actually, I started going to church more than 3 times a year. And I really want to say to you guys tonight that God has got a gift for you. This Christmas, He's got a gift for you. And there's only 2 ways we can respond. In Christ, when I used to go to Santa Claus and get my little sweetie, my parents used to say this famous question, great question. What do you say? And we'd all say, thank you. And that's how the Lord wants us to respond this Christmas. The other way we can respond is we can leave this gift unopened. We can walk past it for another year. We can leave a gift from heaven around the Christmas tree and just not open it. And really, if I had to ask you, what are you going to do with this gift this year? Who's actually more crazy? The God of heaven who loves us and who sees our need, who sees the brokenness in our lives, who knows that we try and try and try and try and make cups of tea for Him, but who really wants to meet us in Christ, has a free gift through the cross of Christ, has shattered His Son so that we can be made new and right with Him. And I really want to encourage you to open that gift. So would you be crazy like us this year as you guys enjoy Christmas? Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for what you did in my life. Lord, thank you to move from a life characterized by death and decay and rot to a life filled with life and joy and fulfillment and a real sense of you, Lord, happened through the gift of your Son. And that whoever would receive Him, Lord, can have that life. Thank you, Lord, that you saw that brokenness in my life and that you met me there. And I pray for anyone here who is in that place, Lord, that you would open their eyes, Lord, to the free gift that you put at the Christmas tree once again for all of us to open and to say thank you. In your name we pray. Amen.